Guess who? It's me, Steve Charney, and this is Conversations with My Dummy, as if you didn't know. And we got a jam-packed show for you today. Harry's up to his shenanigans. I'm waiting for him to come in. And my guest, oh man, we'll talk about burying the headline, Tom Paxton. He's doing a song that he wrote for his little daughter when she was a little kid called Jennifer's Rabbit. And also, Dr. Fenstermacher is going to be talking about one of his pet peeves, one that I've always had too. Why is the football called a ball? It ain't a ball! It's a spheroid! Anyway, he's going to be talking about that.
As I said, I'm waiting for Harry to come in. I got something to show him. Oh, here he is. Hey, man! Okay, great. Come over here.
Well, what is it, Steve?
Come here. Come here.
What?
Look at this. I was perusing through the paper today. I found this very interesting classified.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
These triplets are looking for their long-lost brother so they can become quadruplets again.
So?
Isn't that goofy? Listen to this. We are looking for our long-lost brother who disappeared many years ago. He has distinguishing marks that will show that he is indeed our brother.
Like what?
He's short.
How short?
3'2".
I'm 3'2".
A birthmark or bump on his left shoulder.
Well, that rules me out. I don't have anything on my left shoulder.
Yeah, but you used to.
What does that mean?
I sanded it down.
When did that happen?
Don't you remember a few months ago I was touching up some places that got chipped and I sanded down the bump on your shoulder?
I thought you were giving me a massage.
With sandpaper?
All right, what else is in that classified?
Has a knot hole on his left elbow.
Oh my goodness, Steve, look. Look! A knot hole!
Well, can you beat that?
Must be a coincidence, Steve. God, I'm sure a lot of people have knot holes on their left elbow.
Oh, sure.
Lots of people who are listening to this program have knot holes on their left elbow right now.
Maybe they should check it out. Maybe one of our listeners is that long-lost brother or maybe sister.
Good. Let them sweat it out. I can rest easy. It's not me.
There's one other thing they mention in this ad.
Well, what's that, Steve?
The person they're looking for is named Harry.
You're kidding.
No.
These are my long-lost brothers.
Well, it would appear so.
Maybe there's a listener who's named Harry and has a knot hole.
I doubt it.
But why are they looking for me now?
Well, it says right here, our Uncle Schmo died last week when he got too close to a belt sander and turned into a pile of sawdust. It saves on cremation charges, but the reading of the will is today.
Uncle Schmo?
Seems you had an Uncle Schmo.
I gotta call that number. What is it?
Well, there's the phone right there. There's the number. It says to ask for Larry, Gary, or Barry. Start calling, Harry.
Okay, get it right here. It's ringing. Hello? Yeah, is Larry there? No. All right, is Gary there? No. Is Barry there? How about Mary? Carrie? I'll take anyone. Who am I? I'm Harry. Who's this? Sherry, the secretary? Well, I think I may be their long-lost brother. Yes, I have a knot hole on my elbow. Thank you, I'll wait.
Well, what's happening?
She's getting one of my brothers to come to the phone. Hello? Yeah. Is this Barry? No? How about Gary? No. Larry? Yes! It's Larry! Okay, this is Harry. I may be your long-lost brother. Yes. Yeah, I can come over. All right, give me the address. All right, let me just write it down. Great. All right. I'll be right over. What? Yes, I'm a dummy. Are you? Whew, great, okay. I'll see you in a bit. Bye-bye. Steve, I'm going to go see my family. Hey, wow. How come I have three brothers and I didn't know about them?
Well, I remember the woodcarver I bought you from. It made a series of four, but I never did find out who they sold to. You're about to find out. Good luck.
Yeah, Steve. I'll see you soon.
Tom, it's wonderful having you on the show.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Great having Tom here. Tom Paxton is a wonderful singer-songwriter. And how many albums do you have now? It must be dozens.
Well, I think it's about 32 or 3.
Wow.
Incredible. That doesn't mean 32 or 3 good ones, but yeah. I'm working on another one right now.
Are you? Oh, yeah. Great. Now, is it an adult thing or for
it'll
kids?
Be an adult album, yes.
Adult
album. Later we'll turn our thoughts to doing another children's one.
Mm. Always loved your humor songs. Talking Vietnam?
Oh, sure.
That was a great classic.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have one now about aerobic dancing that I have to do for you one of these days.
Well, you got to keep up with the times. And wonderful songs about a political song. A lot of wonderful political humor.
Sure.
A lot of bite to them.
Got to laugh about that stuff now and then.
That's
crazy.
Right. Now, the song you're about to do, why don't you talk about it? It is a book.
This is a song I wrote for my daughter Jennifer when she was 3 years old as a lullaby. And it really is the beginning of my children's book writing, because Morrow Junior Books, my publishers, called me and asked if they could do this song as an illustrated picture book for children. And I said, sure. And when I was talking to them, I had some other ideas for books, which began our association, which now just goes right along doing book after book.
Wonderful.
But this was the start of it all, doing this as a book. This is a song called Jennifer's Rabbit. Jennifer slept in her little bed, the dreams of a rabbit in the little hen. Jennifer's rabbit, brown and white, left the house and ran away one night, along with a turtle and a kangaroo and 17 monkeys from the city zoo. And Jennifer, too. They ran through the forest and they all held hands. They came to the ocean with the cookie crumb sands, called it the sea of the very best dreams. And they all built a castle of the best moonbeams and Milky Way streams. And there on the sands where the starfish play, the ship sailed in from the moonbeam bay. They all went sailing on the starlight sea, where they all had cookies with oolong tea. And Jenny had three. They danced on the decks of the red sail brig. The monkeys and the sailors did a whirling jig. Turtle played the fiddle and the rabbit played kazoo. And they bowed to each other as polite folks do. And Jenny bowed too. Then mice said the turtle as the clock struck three. The hour is growing very late for me. Not at all, said the rabbit, and I tell you why. We still haven't counted every star in the sky, said Jenny, let's try. So they counted on the ship and they counted on the shore. They counted through the forest, through the bedroom door. They counted in bed till they could count no more. Then they all fell asleep and the final score was a trillion and four. Yes, the rabbit and the turtle and the kangaroo, and Jenny fell asleep as sleepy folks do, just like you.
Sweet. You know how lucky I am? I get my own private little concert.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, it's really nice, real pretty. And that was turned into a book.
It was. Wonderful. It became the first of my children's books. Yeah.
It's still, of course, very much in print. And,
oh, yes.
Very. Would you say that Marvelous Toy or Last Thing on My Mind was your biggest hit?
Oh, I think the Last Thing on My Mind has been recorded by a couple hundred different people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, beautiful song there.
Thanks.
Tom, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's really been fun, and hopefully you will come back and when you're in the area.
I will, Steve.
Good.
It'll be nice to see you. And I hope the next time Harry's here, too.
Harry will be here. I'll make sure of it.
Thank you.
Seems Harry has found his three long-lost brothers. They put an ad in the classifieds because his Uncle Schmo died, and, well, there's going to be a reading of the will today. How does someone made of wood die? That's what I want to know. Anyway, Harry's over there now doing a family reunion, and, well, I'll tell you, I'm happy for him. You know, it's always nice to find a long-lost brother, or two, or three. Oh, hey, man, you're back.
Steve, I want to introduce you to my brothers.
Hi.
Here's Gary.
Hi. No, I'm not Gary.
Here's Larry.
Hold on a second.
I'm Barry.
Hey, man, they sound
Who's
just
that?
Like you.
You mean he sounds like us.
This is amazing. One of you is enough to handle, but four?
Anyway, Steve, these guys haven't had a ventriloquist to make them talk for over a year. And, you know, since they're family and all, I thought we could put them in the act with us.
Oh, that's just crazy. I can't have quadruplets. It would be chaos.
Well, we'll be good.
We're very funny, too. Yeah.
I can't even tell you apart. You're all exactly alike. No. It's too much.
But, Steve, they're starving. They have no money. I can't turn them out into the street. They're family, man.
Forget it.
Look at those hangdog expressions on their faces. They need love.
What expressions? They're made of wood. Their expressions don't change.
Just try it, will you, Steve? Hey, guys, let's everyone get on Steve's knee.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hey, there's room for everyone.
Don't push me.
Hey, this is great.
Stop it. Someone, get off my knee. Get at least over my other knee. You're too heavy.
Wait, I'm okay. Hold on to his neck. You're a great guy.
Hey, look, guys, I can't even see the script. Someone's got their hand over my eyes.
Sorry.
Who said that?
Me, Barry.
No, no, I think I'm Barry.
No, I think it was Larry.
Wasn't me.
And what am I doing over here?
It wasn't
Larry. It wasn't me.
Then where's Gary?
It definitely wasn't me.
I'm over here next to Harry.
Here I am.
Look, everyone, just be quiet. And don't move.
Sorry.
I have to get my hands on your backs in order to find the controls that work your mouths. Okay, wait. I think I have Larry's.
Wait, I'm Barry.
I'm sorry, Barry's. And there's Gary's.
Well, I'm Larry.
Sorry, Larry's. I only have two hands. I'm going to have to use my feet to work Harry and Gary's controls.
Not your feet, Steve. They stink.
Hey, you don't like it? Get off me.
All right.
Okay. Hey, wait. I got one in Gary's back. And Harry, move a little bit so I can slip the other one behind you.
Okay.
There we go. I feel like I'm playing Twister here.
I think my arm's falling asleep.
I'm starting to slip.
Just calm down, everyone. You think this is easy? Now, I'm going to ask some riddles, and we'll see if this can work or not.
Sure.
Between us, we know the answer to every riddle ever told.
Why do hens lay eggs?
Okay, all together, everyone.
If they drop them, they break.
Wow, you guys work well together. Why do seagulls live near the sea?
Because if they live near the bay, they'd be bagels.
What do you get when you cross a parrot with a centipede?
A walkie-talkie!
What has four legs and an arm?
A happy pit bull!
What do you get when giraffes collide?
A traffic jam!
You guys work well together, man. It's getting heavy having you all on my knees, though.
Sorry.
Whoops!
Them's the brakes. I can't do anything.
Can't you get them off me, man?
Steve, this is family. They need work. I can't turn my back on them.
They should have their own ventriloquists.
You know how hard it is for ventriloquists to find work nowadays? You're a success story, Steve. But a lot of these dummies are being cast aside. Relegated to pawn shops. I've got to help my bros.
How do you train King Kong?
Hit him with a roll-up newspaper building!
You guys are good.
We've been well-trained.
Why is turtle wax so expensive?
Because their ears are so small.
Wait a second, I just thought of something. Don't you guys have an appointment?
Holy cow!
Yeah,
the reading of Uncle Schmo's will!
We gotta go, man!
Thanks, Steve! Thank you very much!
Well, good luck, boys. Oh, man, I can't believe I'm gonna be working with four dummies from now on. It's too much. And I don't believe they've been out of work that long. They're too fat.
Time for another commercial.
I promise, I really do. I promise I'll make it short. You don't even have to fast forward through the podcast.
Patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's where you become a patron of the show for $1 a month or less or more. People have actually done it $5, but, you know, you don't have to do that. Just $1. Okay, that's it. See, that was quick, right?
Oh, yeah. This is Dr. Finstermacher, and I have a pet peeve. The football is a ball. It's not a ball. It isn't round, and so it's very hard to bounce. It's got stitches on the top, and, well, when you pierce it, it won't pop. Just because it's called a football hardly counts. For a volleyball, a baseball, and a golf ball, and all the other balls you can recall, may be of different weights, but they don't have different shapes, because the shape they have in common is a ball. They call the earth a ball because it's spherical. To think of footballs round is most hysterical. A football is a ball is like saying ants are tall. How we get away with it must be a miracle. If we change the football's name to foot spheroid, I, for one, would be so overjoyed. It's like calling a piranha a small yellow banana. And mistakes like that we should try to avoid. So, the football is a ball that's not a ball. It won't roll down a long hall at a crawl. It's got stitches on the top, and when you pierce it, it won't pop. A football's not a ball, and that is all.
Harry has found his three long-lost brothers, Gary, Barry, and Larry. They went to the reading of Uncle Schmo's will. Another dummy who unfortunately met his demise when he got too close to a belt sander. Well, they've been out of work, and it looks like I've suddenly gotten three new partners in the comedy act, man. I mean, how can you say no to family? Harry's family, that is. And, Hey, Harry, how did it go, man? You are a Harry, right?
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, Barry, Gary, and Larry sound just like you.
Oh, we're completely different, Steve. I have the knot hole on my elbow, remember?
Sure, sure. So what happened to the reading of the will? And where are your brothers, man? I thought they were part of the act now.
Guess what? Schmo was wealthy. We each inherited $10,000.
That's incredible.
Here's the check, Steve.
Where are your brothers?
What, you think they're going to work themselves to the bone for you when they have $10,000?
I suppose not. Hey, this is a real check.
So I'm leaving you.
What do you mean?
I don't have to work anymore. I'm going to hang out with them.
Of course you have to work.
But I have $10,000!
Harry, this is going in your college fund. You're just a kid.
I'm a dummy!
And what, are you going to be a dummy your whole life? You have to go to college. And as your legal guardian, I'm putting my foot down on this.
Oh, Steve, I was going to go out and buy 20,000 candy bars with it!
You know, you really are a dummy.
Well, as you pretty much know by now, Conversations with My Dummy is done by me, Steve Charney. I want to thank Tom Paxton for being my most excellent guest. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, or on my YouTube channel on patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of this show for $1 a month. Yeah. Website, you probably know it by now. I hope you do. SteveCharney.com. This has info about my live stage shows, how to contact me, and if you want to email me, I'd love to hear from you. It's actually steve@stevecharney.com. Pretty simple to remember. All the stuff I have for sale includes books and CDs. You can find it on the website. You got my bio. It goes on and on. Did you know I was profiled in the New Yorker once? Yeah, ancient history, but I did it. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm on Twitter too. Yeah, and spread the word if you like the podcast. That's all I got to say. Just spread the word around.
Soap, 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 soap. Hey, 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 what are you doing?
I'm just singing a few bars.